This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Scientists have long hoped that gene therapy, inserting new genetic material into cells, will lead to a cure for many diseases. Researchers have tried the technique in a number of medical trials over the last decade, but they haven't had much success. And now, gene therapy may have claimed its first victim. As NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, the death raises questions about the safety and ethics of this research.
Jesse Gelsinger had a rare genetic defect that made it difficult for his liver to break down protein. Roughly half of babies born with the disease called OTC deficiency develop high levels of ammonia in the blood, fall into a coma, and die. But Gelsinger, who was 18, had a mild form of the disease. Nevertheless, he volunteered to try out a new treatment as part of a clinical trial at the University of Pennsylvania. James Wilson is director of the university's Institute for Human Gene Therapy.
Jesse, throughout his life, had suffered from his disease, but between episodes was able to be stabilized with his drugs. And it was my understanding that Jesse was totally committed to participating in this trial for the purposes of trying to understand more about gene therapy so that it could help other patients with this disease, many of whom were worse than Jesse.
The researchers injected a specially engineered cold virus into an artery that led to his liver. The harmful genes in the virus had been removed and therapeutic genes put in. The idea was that the virus, with its ability to invade cells, would sneak the new DNA into Gelsinger's liver cells and allow them to function normally.
Jesse was one of the patients in the final dose, which would represent the highest dose. The previous 18 patients who received the virus did not see any kind of severe side effects that we saw in Jesse.
Wilson says Jesse Gelsinger suffered multiple organ failures and died 4 days later.
It's been devastating, but nevertheless, we've got to move forward and learn from this.
The researchers have halted the trial and are trying to find out just what happened. Wilson says it may have been a strong reaction to the cold virus itself. Jeremy Sugarman, a professor of medicine and philosophy at Duke University, says researchers should be cautious until results of the investigation are in.
What this case does is raises questions about safety. And those questions should give us pause before proceeding with future experiments with human subjects.
The death also emphasizes that researchers need to make sure patients are fully aware of all the risks. The language around this kind of research can be misleading, Sugarman says.
I think it's inappropriate to call it gene therapy. The popular understanding of a term therapy would be something that would be useful to a patient who's suffering from some type of disease. And in fact, this is research or an experiment and ought to be captured and described as that.
Jesse Gelsinger was in a good position to make a decision about participating in research, Sugarman says. Unlike many patients facing the option of gene therapy, his condition was under control, and this was not his only option. The Food and Drug Administration and the National Institutes of Health are looking into the medical side of things. Today and tomorrow, the NIH will send letters to over 50 researchers conducting similar gene therapy trials, asking them to report on the health of their patients. In December, researchers will meet to talk about the case and what it may mean for the future of gene therapy research. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.